Thank you, Peter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing on, this is volume 29, 4 to 1931. So here Jesus is talking about Luisa's sufferings and our sufferings, okay? Luisa suffered much, much more than we could ever possibly go through, but you get a glimpse of why we have to go through physical, spiritual, mental, emotional sufferings. He says, your sufferings serve me as prop. Once the prop is taken away from me, my justice finds no one who sustains it, and remaining without a place to lean on, he says, it made continuous and terrible scourges pour down during the time in which you have been freed from your usual pains. But if the prop, this crutch, if you want to say, that Jesus is leaning on, had been there, even if it had happened, it would have been a tenth or a fifth of what really occurred. More so, since this prop, this crutch, was formed of voluntary pains and was wanted by me, in a voluntary pains enter a divine strength. So we can see that when we give our fiat, say, for example, you're praying for people in your family, okay? The voluntary pains and sufferings that you go through, you know, fasting, penance, mortification, enters a divine strength when it's done in the divine will. He said, Jesus, I could say that I myself, in your pains, made myself prop in order to sustain my divine justice. Now, not having your pains, I, God, lack the material in order to form the prop, and therefore my justice remains free to do what it wants. And from this, they should comprehend the great good I have done to all and to the entire world in keeping you, Luisa, for so long, so many years in the state of voluntary pains. Therefore, if you don't want my divine justice to continue to shake the earth, do not deny me your voluntary pains, and I shall help you. Do not fear, and let me do. So here, this next step is, you know, the things that we have to go through, the voluntary suffering. Again, it's making a good Lent. It's making a good Advent. Again, Advent is the same type of fasting, maybe not as intense as Lent, but this is why we wear the purple. We wear the purple vestments to let everybody know that prayer, fasting, penance, conversion is needed. Sorry. So what is really interesting, this Christmas, there's no midnight mass this year in the Vatican. This happened even during the war. There was midnight mass. We're going through some difficult times, and intensify your prayer and fasting this Advent, as well as during Lent. And Jesus says, he says, your voluntary pains, he says, I will help you. Do not fear. Let me do this in you. So again, this helps us understand, when you see the priest wearing purple, it's a sign of prayer, fasting, penance, and conversion. Intensify your fasting, I don't starve yourself, but, instead of 2 spoons of sugar in your coffee, 1 spoon or no spoons, you know, it's learn to deny yourself, learn to deny. Say, for example, you have a favorite show on television. Don't watch it. Just say, this is my voluntary suffering. I won't watch this show. I will read more of the divine will. This is the best part. Volume 29, 527, 1931. I can say that I, God, made myself seen, and I spoke to you, Luisa, from the center of the stake of your sacrifice. And when I hear you say, it is possible, my Jesus, is it possible, Jesus, that my exile be so long? How can you not have pity on me? So here, Luisa always wanted to go to heaven. Her exile was from her home. She could, that's one of the things you'll learn. She could visit heaven anytime she wanted. Do you know what I say? Ah, my daughter, does not know well the secrets of the prolonged sacrifice contains. The longer it is, the greater are our designs to be fulfilled. Therefore, trust me, let me do. So again, the thing that's important is these long sacrifices. Prayer, fasting, penance, conversion. He says, the longer it is, the greater our designs are to be fulfilled. Trust me, believe in me, hope in me, have confidence in me, Jesus says, and let me do this. So the saints have taught us how to pray, fast, and mortify ourselves and do penance. This is where we voluntarily do things. And again, not to hurt yourself. If you can't fast, okay, that's important to know that you can't do this physically, but there's other things to fast from. And that you can find, you know, as you read, as you study, Jesus is going to teach you what to do. So it's really a wonderful time. The Lord is really guiding and directing us. And so hang on to your hats. Watch what's coming. Volume 29, 10, 4, 1931. But you know, my daughter, that here on earth, things alternate. Only in heaven, it is always full daylight because my presence is perennial amid the blessed, amid the saints. So as you see, I am about to leave you, but you know where I stay? I stay inside of you. This is for our benefit. Where is Jesus? He's within Louisa. After having instructed your soul, giving you my lessons before the light of my presence so that you might comprehend them well, and they shall serve you as food and as work during the day, I withdraw and form the sunset. And hidden within you, Louisa, during the short night, I make myself actor and spectator of all your acts. See, God is watching. He's watching everything that we think, everything we say, everything we do. And while for you, it seems nighttime, for me, it is the most beautiful rest since after I have spoken to you, after we have read, it's the same thing. After Jesus speaks to us when we read, I take rest in my own word within us. And the acts that you do serve me as lullabies, as refreshments, as defense of the, as a sweet cooling for my ardors of love. Therefore, let me do. We read and let Jesus rest in us. I know when the night or the day are necessary for you and for me in your soul. What I want is perennial peace in you, perennial peace in us. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. That I may carry out what I, God, want in each of us. God is planning this. God is doing this. He's the one that's going to do this. If you are not at peace, I feel molested in my work and with difficulty, not with ease, I go along carrying out my designs. So peaceful, joyful, and happy. Volume 30, 12, 6, 1931. So there is nothing greater. There's nothing more important. There's nothing more pleasing before us, triune God, than the proximity life lived in a saintly way. Each hour is already one more proof of love. One more proof of fidelity, one more proof of sacrifice that she has given to us, triune God. Is that us? It's Louisa, and we're learning from Louisa. We can count even the minutes so that not one of them may be not filled with graces of our divine charisms. With a short life, we can find few hours, and we cannot give her much. Therefore, let me do. See, this is why pray to live long. Pray to live as many hours as we can. Why? So that God can reign in us in a way that we can give him every thought, every word, every deed. Therefore, let me do. I want you to be happy with what I, God, do. And if you want to be happy, think that each hour of your life is a pledge of love that you give me. Think about the moment that you were conceived. I want to repair and redo every thought, every word, every deed, every heartbeat, every breath as a pledge of love to, that I can give to God. I want to redo this, not only for me, but for everyone and for everything past, present, and future. That shall serve to bind me to love you more. Aren't you happy? Yes. Volume 30, 12, 21, 31. Never have I spoken without getting anything or in vain. I, God, spoke in creation, and my words served to form the admirable things of the whole universe. I spoke in redemption, and my word, my gospel serves as guide for my holy church, as light and support. It can be said that my word is the substance and the life palpitating womb of my church. Now, if I have spoken and still speak about my divine will, it shall not be in vain. No, but I shall have the admirable effects and the life of my divine will known, operating, and palpitating in the midst of creatures, by the souls living in the divine will, in the midst of your family, in the midst of your neighbors, in the midst of your coworkers, in the midst of your parishioners. Jesus says, with admirable effects, the life of my divine will is known and operating and palpitating in the midst of all the people that you're around, because it's palpitating in you. The joy, the peace, the happiness of heaven is there. Therefore, Jesus says, let me do this. I shall dispose things in a way that my word shall not be a dead word, but alive, that shall give life with all its admirable effects. That's God. That's what he has planned for us. As we learn to pray in the divine will, in the midst of creatures, everything is changing. Everything is changing. Volume 30, 1-3, 1932. Then when we have the great glory of forming this kingdom inside one creature alone, that's Luisa, she shall be like sun. That's why the book from the Vatican is the sun, S-U-N, of my divine will is Luisa Picaretta. The Vatican knows this. There are good people all around, such that all have the right to enjoy and possess its divine light. More than sun, Luisa shall give to all creatures the right to possess a kingdom so holy. And we, triune God, with infinite wisdom, shall abound with divine graces, with divine light, with divine helps, with surprising means, that they may let the kingdom of my divine will reign in their midst. That's us. That's God hopes that we will do this. That's why he has created us to live at this time. Therefore, let me do this, Jesus says. And when it is your Jesus that has told you this, that's enough. It is as though already done. It's completed. Think about what St. Thomas Aquinas said. He says, if the veil was lifted, if we could really see where we were, he said, we are in the glorified state, adoring God, praising God in the New Jerusalem. There's no time or space with God. That's where we are. So Jesus tells Luisa, begin to live this life of peace, joy, and happiness. Live this life of love, of light, of life. It's already done for Luisa. It's already done for Jesus and Mary. And now Jesus and Mary and Luisa are saying, would you be willing to enter into this life? All evils and all creatures together have no power and no right over our most holy divine will, nor can they prevent a single act of our divine will wanted and decreed by the triune God's divine wisdom. This is going to happen. It's happening. When Jesus spoke these words to Luisa, when Luisa wrote these books down in the book, when the Book of Heaven came out, basically, It's already begun, and it's as Jesus says, it's already done. All that has to be is known and lived. And that's what God is asking us to do. Volume 30, 1-24, 1932. Now, since the little visits of mine are bearers of celestial things, you shall bring them with you into the celestial fatherland as triumphs of my divine will and as a guarantee that this kingdom not only shall come upon earth, but has established its beginning of its reigning in us on earth as it is in heaven. Those shall remain on paper, shall leave the perennial memory that my divine will wants to reign in the midst of the human generations,
and they shall be the spurs, the incitements, the divine speculation, supplications, irresistible strength, celestial messengers, captains of the kingdom of my divine fiat, and so powerful reproaches to those who shall occupy themselves, should occupy themselves with making good, making known a good so great, who out of indolence and vain fears shall not let them go around through the whole world, so that they may bring the good news of the happy new era of the kingdom of my divine will. Therefore, he says, abandon yourself in me, and I, God, will do it. Let me do this. God's going to do this. All that he asks us to do is read, study, put it into practice. And as we breathe in this abundant life, God is doing it. This is what's difficult for some people to understand. It's not that we sit back and do nothing. No, we read, we study, we put this into practice. We fall deeper in love with Jesus, deeper in love with Mary. We begin to understand who Luisa is. And we fall in love with this great gift of the divine will. Volume 37, 1932. In fact, you must know, this is a command for Jesus, that the one who does and lives in my divine will is nothing other than the operating life of God himself in the soul, in the creature. You have to know this. The one who does and lives in my divine will is nothing other than the operating life of God himself in the soul. Our love for one who lets herself be dominated by our divine will is so great as to make herself her sweet prisoner. It restricts itself. It makes itself small and takes the most great delight to love and to operate in that soul. But while it restricts itself, it remains immense, operates with infinite ways, just as we love and operate within ourselves, because that is God's nature. Immensity, infinity. And God says we do everything. Everything we do remains immense, infinite. And as we, triune God, are, and oh, how our contentment, for while we restrict ourselves in the soul's littleness of Luisa, and now hopefully us, we give course to our divine love, our divine works, and Luisa, and the soul's link to Luisa, remains filled, overflows outside, fills heaven and earth, and we have the great glory and remain the great glory and honor of loving and operating as God in Luisa's littleness. And see, that's what God wants. He wants to reign in us as he reigns in Luisa. He wants to reign in us as he reigns in the Blessed Mother. The new Adam and the new Eve, Jesus and Mary, have a newborn, Luisa. And now Jesus says, I want you, us who are reading, to enter into this life. I want to fill you with divinity. As the priest says at Holy Mass every day, may we share in the divinity of Christ as much as you want to overflowing. 30, 60, or 100-fold, whatever you want. Okay. If you knew what even one act of love means, this is divine love, one work done by us, triune God, in you, you would die of joy. And the whole of eternity would not be enough for you to thank us, to praise us, to glorify us for a good so great. Therefore, let me do what I, God, want with you, and be certain that both you and I shall remain content. That's Jesus' words to us. Let me do this with what I want. He said to Luisa, I want to make each human being a divine masterpiece. He says, I'm beginning that with the little children, the holy divine will, a divine masterpiece. No one is the same. It's unique in all the world, unique in the universe. God has planned from the beginning of time what he has planned for each and every one of us. Let me do what I want with you, Jesus says. Put that on your mirror. Wake up in the morning. Let me do what I want with you to do with you today. He's got plans every day, every minute, every second. Volume 31, 8, 1932. In fact, it is true that I love everyone, all. My love never ceases for anyone. But when I, God, want to do special labors, new works, more distinctive designs, I am not content with my general love. This is God. But I add a special and distinct love. This is the unique masterpiece that he wants to give to each and every one of us. While it serves to charm the creature, serves as material, as the ground on which to form my labor and lay my works. Therefore, let me do. I know when work, words, silence, and rest are necessary. See, this is the beauty of getting to know God. Everything becomes easy. Everything becomes easy. I talked to some people who watch the news, and they're all upset. And I go, why are you upset? Well, they're saying this and they're saying that and they're doing this and they're doing that. So what? Get to know God. Get to be filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Turn off the bad news and listen to the good news. God wants us free. He wants us peaceful. He wants us happy. See, children, and this is the bad part about the masks. Children laugh 90% of the time. Adults laugh 10% of the time. And with these masks, the children don't see happiness. They don't see smiles. And they, you know, it's really a slavery that's out there. And even when they take off their masks, they haven't seen anybody smiling. Jesus wants us to be peaceful, joyful, and happy. And that means that we have to be free, not slaves. We have to be free to laugh, free to smile, free to be happy. And the world doesn't want that for us. The world wants us upset. And so Jesus is saying, I know when work, word, silence, and rest are necessary. He says, let me take care of it. Enter into the peace, the joy, the happiness of heaven while on earth. Volume 31. 11/6/1932. See then what one more word or one word less means. This is Jesus speaking to Louisa. One more lesson. One lesson less. Be attentive. These are works. And if they are not received by not taking them into account, my fiat does not draw me. My fiat does not captivate me to pronounce more fiats. And therefore, the work shall not be complete. And I wait, I repeat my lessons. And if I repeat them, it is a sign that you have not taken what I told you to into account. And I, God, want nothing to be missing. Because everything that I must tell you about my divine will has been established. Therefore, be attentive. What does that mean? Read. And let me do what I want. Read. Promise Jesus that you'll read every day. Just say, Lord Jesus, every day I want to go to my room, close the door, and pray. I want to read for at least a half an hour. Hour would be better, but at least a half an hour. Ask Jesus to be with you, to lead you, to guide you, to direct you to himself through Louisa. As he taught Louisa, that's what I pray. I pray that all the time. Whatever you taught Louisa, I want to know. I want to learn. I want to put into practice. Whatever you showed Louisa, I want to see it. I want it to become alive in me, as you told Louisa. I want to lose nothing of what you taught Louisa Picaretta. I want everything. I want every word. I want everything that you want for her. I want it too. And this is what God is going to say, really? Then I'm going to give it to you. He can't stop when he finds a soul that wants this. Volume 31, 12/25/1932. Then, between amazement and stupefaction, I saw that the one whom I was looking for with so many sighs and anxieties was born in me also. And I squeezed him so very tightly in my arms, and he let me do it. Even more, he enjoyed my doing that. In all tenderness, he told me, daughter, love me, love me. I am born to love and to be loved and to do it as God. My birth is universal. So what does he say here? Listen to this. This is what's going to happen to each and every one of us. Between amazement and stupefaction, I saw the one God whom I was looking for with so many sighs, with so many anxieties, born in me. That's what Jesus is saying. He wants to be born in us. As a matter of fact, he says that. He says we are to be the bearers of God. Who is the bearer of God? The Blessed Mother. Who was God born of? The Blessed Mother. But he says, I want you to have my life and my mother's life. Wait till you see what's coming. I mean, this is so exciting. Volume 32, 7:30, 1933. If I say I want, I must give everything that is needed in a superabundant way so that the creature may do what I want. This is not human. It's divinely human. It's the holy humanity of Jesus that God is going to let us begin to share. A superabundant way. Since the creatures do not know my way of acting, they wonder and they doubt, and some reach the point of condemning my operating, as well as the creature upon whom I have taken aim in order to accomplish my great designs. Some people complain about Louisa. That shall benefit the whole entire world, because the life of my divine will operating in the creature is not subject either to dying or to ending. Did you hear that? The life of my divine will operating in the creature is not subject either to dying or to ending, but shall have its perpetuity in the midst of the human generations. Therefore, let me do and continue always your flight in my divine will. Everything's going to change. This is why everything's falling apart. The kingdom is coming. The new Jerusalem is coming. That's why Our Lady of Revelation said to Bruno, time has now come to an end. The end of this era, the new era, is beginning. It's already begun for the souls in the divine will. And it's not full, it's not fulfilled completely, but it's begun. Volume 33, 6:17, 1935. This was the greatest prodigy and the love that no other love could equal, giving the human will to the creature. Almost remain subject to the creature, as though wanting to depend on the creature in the good that we, Triune God, want to operate in the soul, and in the work that we, Triune God, must carry out in the soul. This is not insuperable fitness of. Is this not a super fitness of love? And then giving her this human will for her free willing, so that the creature might be able to say to us, you have come into my home and I must come into your home. Therefore, you do whatever you want in me. You shall let me do whatever I want in you. This is God is saying to us, I want you to enter into this life of God, image and likeness of God. And we say, I want to use my free will to choose not to do my human will as Adam did, but to live in your divine will forever. I want my free will to choose. So what is God doing? As we read the book of heaven, he's teaching our free will what the truth is. He's teaching, that's what our dogma and doctrine tells us. We begin to think with the mind of Christ. So as you read the book of heaven, Jesus is teaching us how to think from a divine perspective. And then we choose. I don't want to live in my human will anymore. That's misery. I want to live in your divine will. That's the whole reason for the book of heaven. Volume 34, 7, 4, 1936. It is the kingdom on earth that shall be precisely this: to form as many Jesuses for as many souls, as many humans as who want to live of divine will. As you want to live in divine will, you're going to be formed into another Jesus, another Mary. The true life of the new Adam, the true life of the new Eve. With Jesus in the souls, its kingdom shall have a sumptuousness, a sublimeness, an opulence of things unheard of by the saints, by the angels. And this is unheard of. No eye has seen, no ear has heard. And it shall be secured. And it shall be secured. Then, in the kingdom of my divine fiat, shall I, God, have as many living Jesuses that love me, Jesus, glorify me, Jesus, and shall give me, Jesus, complete glory. Finally, image and likeness. This is why I so much long for this kingdom. And you too, long for it. So Jesus says, cut this out, put this on your bathroom mirror. Long for it. Occupy yourself with nothing else than the kingdom of the divine will. Learn about it. Study it. Put this into practice. Make this your doctorate. There should be, that's why, go to divinewill.org. Go to divinewill.life. Fill yourself with all that's there. I mean, this is just scratching the surface. For all eternity, we're going to learn who this God is, how great he is, how magnificent he is, perfect love, perfect holiness. We're going to participate in God, one with God, fused with God. So Jesus is saying, make this, long for it, occupy yourself with nothing else. Let me, God, do this. Trust me, believe in me, hope in me, have confidence in me. Watch what I'm going to do. And I, God, will take care of everything. Great things are right around the corner. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to worry about. We're here for a very short period of time. But the whole reason why, I tell this to the kids at school. The only reason we're here is to get to know Jesus, because we're going to be with him for all eternity. And the more that we know him now, the more we can possess him later. And that's all that he says. Come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke. Take my yoke. Learn from me. I am gentle and loving of heart. Take my yoke. He says, it's easy. It's light. There's nothing, he says, he's going to take care of it. All he asks of us is that we begin to live this abundant life. That's all he's asking. And he says, I'm going to show you how and why the kingdom is coming. That's found in the Book of Heaven. And we have, St. Francis didn't have the Book of Heaven. I can just imagine St. Francis or St. Thomas Aquinas wanting or having the Book of Heaven. They'd envy those that have it. But God didn't give it to them because it wasn't time. They didn't have Louisa. We have Louisa. And what God has given to Louisa is going to change the face of the earth. Where Adam left off, that's where we begin again. Everything's going to be repaired. Jesus says it's going to look as if Adam never sinned. It's going to look as if Adam didn't sin. What's coming is glorious. It's glorious. And hang on to your hat. It's going to be wonderful. Volume 34, 124, 1937. If it does not do fulfilled works, it is not content. To the value of creation and redemption, it has enclosed in the soul. It adds on with an incredible love. It encloses in the soul the celestial fatherland and makes its glory, its joy, its eternal beatitudes resound in Louisa and now in us. This is why the little children of the Holy Divine Will are happy. Why? The glory, the joy, the eternal beatitudes of the celestial fatherland resounds in us. The more we read, the more we study. As the seal and confirmation of the creative and redemptive work it has formed in the soul, in Louisa and now in us. After this, in order to be more sure, it creates in Louisa and in us its heartbeat, its breath, and it makes its life, its light circulate more than blood, and as though through triumphant, gives the soul a new name, calling the soul my fiat. In heaven, that's what we're going to be named if we live in the divine will. Jesus is going to say, see, that's not, there's St. Francis over there. There's St. Clair over there. There's St. You know who's over there? There's my fiat. You know what's over there? There's my fiat. There's my, they live the life of Jesus while on earth. Other Jesuses. This name, Jesus says, is the most beautiful name that shall make all of heaven smile and the whole of hell tremble. A name, my fiat, she says, that I can not give other than to Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa who lives in my divine will. This is our goal. And has let me do in the soul whatever I want. Fiat mihi. Be it done to me as you say. My daughter, what can my omnipotent fiat not do or not give? It reaches such an extent as to give its own right over its own power, over its own love, over its own justice. It incorporates within itself the will of the creature and says to her, be attentive. I want nothing else from you other than for you to do what I do. Image and likeness. Therefore, it is necessary that you always remain with me, and I always will remain with you. Put that on your mirror. Be attentive. I want nothing else from you other than for you to do what I do. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. Jesus, gaze in my gazing. Jesus, sing in my singing. Jesus, reign in me. Volume 35, 2, 7, 1938. Therefore, my daughter, let me work. And do you know when I work? When I, God, manifest to you, Louisa, and to those who are reading Louisa, a divine truth on my divine will, a divine promise on my divine will, a divine manifestation on my divine will. That's when God is working. Then immediately I act as the artisan and with my creative hands, I work in you so that what? The truth may become life inside your soul. And oh, how I, God, enjoy myself in this work. The soul becomes like soft wax in my hands and I, God, shape her in the life that I, God, want. He says, I want to make of you, each and every one of us, a divine masterpiece. Therefore, be attentive. Again, read, study, put this into practice, and let me do it. Volume 35, 360, 1938. In my divine will, all things change. The pains also. From human, they become divine. Do you see what Jesus is doing? I feel it is not the creature who suffers them, but I myself form them. I create those pains in order to suffer them inside my beloved creature. It is my life being repeated in the soul. With a cortege of my pains, this is why I call them my pains. And if you knew what I do with these pains, I place them between heaven and earth as perennial glory, perennial love to my celestial Father. As defense and refuge of the creatures, as remorse for those who offend me, as cry of love to those who do not love me, as light for those who do not know me, and some I, God, make them do all the offices of good needed for the souls, needed for all of mankind. Therefore, let me do it. These works that your Jesus wants to do. And I, listen to this, I am the only one that can do them. In the one who lives in my divine will. Jesus wants to do this. And he says, I can only do them in you. God is doing this. See, the saints have taught us, I'm going to build a hospital. I'm going to build a convent. I'm going to build a rectory. I'm going to build a school. Jesus says, I'm building you the kingdom. I'm building you a place where you're going to dwell with me. God is doing this. I want to do this because I, as God, I'm the only one that can do them. Your fiat is so important to learn how to say the fiat in all situations and watch what God is going to do. 536, 7, 6, 1938. You must know. Again, this is a command from Jesus. Read the You Must Know book. Read it, study it. As the creature lives in my divine will, the soul feels the need for her heavenly fatherland. We aren't supposed to be here. That's why Our Lady says time has now come to an end. This era is over. We're going home. For the heavenly fatherland, she feels it already her own. So depriving herself of heavenly glory for love of me, I, God, feel as if the soul would give back to me everything. In each of her acts, she gives me all heaven, the whole ocean of joys and of happiness and of peace contained in the celestial regions. Wouldn't you give this contentment to your Jesus? And we say, yes, I want to give this contentment to you, Lord. We want to begin to live heaven now, not after we die. Moreover, if I, God, don't finish forming in you the kingdom of my divine will, how can I transmit it to others? If it's not formed in us, how can you give it to your family? If it's not formed in us, how can you give it to your community? Jesus says, I want the divine will in the midst of creatures. He wants this to happen. He needs this to happen. So please, he says, just let me do this. Here's God begging us. Let me do this. Give your fiat. Read, study, put this into practice. Begin to live this abundant life that God wants us to possess. Begin to live heaven on earth as God is asking of us. This is what God is asking for. So we'll end with a blessing. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you and have a great month. We'll see you later.